Well, it started, I was talking, one of my former coaches, Coach Rick Smith. He's with the Chargers now, but he's with the Atlanta Falcons last year. And the year before that, he was trying to get me connected with Vic Beasley. And I had wanted to get with Vic Beasley too, but Coach Smith had kind of initiated that. And so I reached out to Vic last year. Didn't have any time to do anything last year. And then this year, I had, you know, a lot of time on my hands. And I reached out to Vic, you know, told Vic to come to San Francisco. Told Vic to come to San Francisco, let's, you know, train and let's, you know, let's go over some stuff. And, you know, he talked to his guys. He talked to the media in Atlanta, and they was like, Von Miller invites Vic Beasley out to his Pastor at Summit. And I was like, Pastor at Summit? And I was like, what? And he, like, Pastor at Summit, what? And I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what, I might as well just take advantage of the opportunity to do this. And I did it all in 3 weeks. You know, I felt, you know, blessed and honored to, you know, have those type of guys come out, you know, in such short notice, all the way out to San Francisco. Khalil, he was already there, but you got Olivier coming all the way from the East Coast, and you got Malik coming all the way from the East Coast. And, you know, all of those guys just to be there. You got DeMarcus, you know, he's all over the place, you know, just to be there. And University of Stanford, you know, they let us, you know, use their facilities. So it was a It was an incredible moment. We, you know, we got out there at practice, going over, you know, the Pastor at Summit. I felt like, you know, as a pro, you don't want to waste, you know, anybody's time. You know, I value my time, and I know how, you know, all of these pros value their time. So that was the last thing I wanted to do, was, you know, invite all of these guys out there and waste their time. So we had, like, condensed, you know, a schedule. We were only there for about 6 hours, and we got a lot done. All the feedback that we got from it, you know, when you're watching film with Khalil and Olivier and DeMarcus and, you know, Vic Beasley and Shane Ray and Clayus Marsh and, you know, Cliff Avery and all these guys in the same room, you know, it's incredible. And I watch film on guys, but I just think I know what I'm doing. When you got these guys, you know, actually going over their plays, it's incredible. I feel like it's a shame that we don't do that, you know, more often in the National Football League. You got, you know, DBs and you got, you know, wide receivers that, you know, could be doing the same thing. So I felt I felt incredibly honored, you know, to be able to, you know, pull something off like that.
Did you get any calls from Trevor or Paxton or any other quarterback saying, hey, man, what are you doing
late? I mean, I think it's a two-way street, you know, because, you know, everybody's learning knowledge, but I'm learning knowledge too. Me and Shane, we're both there. So, you know, it's a two-way street. And, you know, it's a fraternity. You know, it's a fraternity just like quarterbacks. You know, I don't say, Trev, man, why are you talking to these other quarterbacks, you know? You know, I think it was all love, though. And it's at the end of the day, it's going to make our game better. It's bigger than just, you know, my teammates and my Denver Broncos here. It's, you know, it's a thing that we can help, you know, improve the league. We had a Solomon Thomas there. You know, he was just drafted, the number 3 pick. So it was a thing that that will help our game improve, you know, especially from a pass rush standpoint.
Is it going to do it yearly? You want it to be like a manned passing
academy? Yeah, 100%. That was really Peyton's passing academy, and what Peyton was, you know, doing at Duke was really, you know, some of my inspiration behind everything. You know, Peyton, he set such a huge example on how to do stuff there. So, you know, Peyton, yeah, that definitely was the blueprint. You know, the Peyton Manning Passing Academy and the things that, you know, Peyton and Eli do at the University of Duke. It's different. I mean, roles change every single year, but, you know, at the end of the day, I have to be Von Miller. And, you know, my the leadership, you know, it has to come. You know, it's like I said, I think it was in OTAs. I was sitting in the meeting room with Coach Pug and the guys. And, you know, Shaq is at, you know, year 4. You got Shane going into year 3. You got all these other young guys. I'm the DeMarcus. You know, I'm going on year 7. So it's like I'm the DeMarcus Ware in the room now. I'm not old, but it's like I'm the, you know, the old guy in there. Everybody's joking and laughing and stuff, and I'm looking at them like, what are y'all laughing about? Like, I don't get it. And that used to be me on that side. So, you know, the roles, the tide has changed, I guess. You know, I have to be that guy for my team. And I think I have taken steps to do that. I mean, I'm a different type of guy, I guess. You know, I'm not about to, I will, I won't say I'm not, you know, about to do something, but, you know, Peyton and DeMarcus, you know, those guys are just two incredible, you know, people on and off the football field. You know, their style of leadership is, you know, totally, you know, different from my style of leadership. You know, I like getting with the young guys. I like spending a lot of time with the rookies. I like spending a lot of time, you know, with just, you know, people in general inside the locker room. I feel like I address situations. I feel like I help people over time. It's just not like, you know, go to a guy and say, you know, you need to do this. I feel like I help my teammates over time. I feel like I help them become better people on and off the football field, you know, from just by using my example and, you know, my career and everything that I've been through and just using that as an example, you know. It's totally different from, you know, what Peyton and, you know, DeMarcus, you know, have been through. I feel like I, you know, can relate, you know, to guys in the locker room just, you know, just a little bit better because I've been in every single situation that you could possibly be in the locker room. So, yeah, that's my style of leadership. And I guess, you know, I do a lot of pranks and jokes and stuff too. So, you know, I guess I just got a different style of leadership. But both styles are effective in my opinion. I mean, I just, you know, just in life, you know, just, it just happens like that. You know, when you meet somebody, you just feel like you've known them, you know, for a long time. You know, I feel like I've known Garrett for a long time. Just his sense of humor, my sense of humor, when you're talking to him, you know, his story, you know, and when you're talking to him, you just, it's kind of hard not to like Garrett Bowles. I mean, have y'all just, you know, had a conversation with him? He's just a great guy. And, you know, he's always, He wants to learn, you know, he wants to be great. And all the greats have that type of hunger. So, you know, it just happened. You know, he's only been here for a couple of months. So I'm excited about, you know, this season and the years that we have coming up.
What kind of tips have you given Garrett
Bowles?
Some kind of guidance for what
to expect? Everything that I know. You know, I'm an open book. You know, I don't believe in, like, you know, holding back and, you know, not telling them, you know. I tell him everything I know. I tell him everything that DeMarcus has told me. I tell him, you know, everything that Sean Phillips and, you know, Elvis Dumervil have taught me, everything that Ryan Clady and, you know, all of these guys have taught me. I tell him, you know, and that's how, you know, the National Football League should go. It shouldn't be, you know, you're a rookie, so you got to do this, or you're a rookie, you need to, you know, it shouldn't be like that. We are here for, you know, one goal. We are here to win games. We are here to win a Super Bowl. We're all pros. You know, these guys, you know, these guys are 22 years old, you know, 21 years old. All these guys are grown men. I don't believe in, you know, treating guys like rookies. I feel like we're all on the same level and we're all here to win games. We're all here to, you know, feed our families.
Are you looking forward to lead by example, though, when y'all get pads on and you really throw all your moves out?
I mean, I don't think it's really a lead by example. I practice hard. You know, I practice hard. I practice hard. I play hard. You know, in the football game, you know, I'm – going hard, I'm not talking to those guys. You know, I'm trying to win. You know, here I'm going to practice hard, I'm going to play hard. But, you know, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, Garrett is ready to go against, you know, Khalil, Melvin Ingram, Joey Bosa, you know, Justin Houston, all of these guys. In turn, that's going to help us. That's going to help me on the pass rush end. You know, if I can help, you know, Garrett and the offensive line be a great unit, then that's going to help me in the same run. So I don't feel like I said, I'm an open book. Whatever I know, I give it to Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Marcus would approach someone. Champ Bailey waited for people to approach him. Which type of guy are you?
Let me see. I mean, I guess I don't really wait. You know, I guess I'm as you know, laid back as Champ. And I approach guys. I just approach them, you know, in a different way. You know, I approach them. I wouldn't say it's like a friend. I approach them as Vaughn. You know, I approach them. Everything that I see, I feel like I can. You know, I feel like I can tell people everything that I see and everything that's going on without people getting offended. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you got, you know, these huge, you know, big-time figures like, you know, Peyton and DeMarcus, you know, approaching you like that, you can kind of, you know, you kind of feel a certain way. With me, I'm approachable. You know, I feel like everybody can, even the rookies, you know, DeMarcus, Walker, you know, whatever, all of these guys can come talk to me, and I feel like I can do, you know, the same thing with them when it comes to leadership. I mean, it's good. I mean, in 2015, we weren't supposed to win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, in 2015, it was supposed to be a whole totally different year for us. So it's the National Football League. It's not like the NBA. You know, in the NBA, you know, you get a couple of guys on a team and it's a wrap for all the other teams, you know. You just never know. You got to go out and play. If you look back to that 2015, you know, year, it was, we won, I don't know how many games within, you know, 3 points or less. You know, going into the end of the season, you know, people were saying this about, you know, this guy, when we got to the playoffs, this is supposed to happen. You know, it's the National Football League. We got to go out here and play. We got to go out here and win. You know, the Super Bowl, the Atlanta Falcons were supposed to, you know, do what they were supposed to do in that game. And, you know, we all got a, you know, different story about that one. So it's the National Football League. That's what makes this game beautiful. I'm ready to go. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, like my Snapchat, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm not worried about a, you know. I think I'm running with the DBs today. So, you know, with me, I'm ready to go. I haven't been in this type of. I mean, I'm ready to go. Like I'm ready to go out. You know, I haven't been ready to go till this point. You know, you don't want to, you know, rush and come back to count. But I'm here now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get with my teammates. I'm ready to work. I feel, you know, rejuvenated. I don't have to worry about anything but football. You know, conditioning test. I mean, I'm not worried about none of that stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks,
thank you guys. Appreciate it.